Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is an audio recording of the post on CFNM, Clothed Female, Naked Male. You're hot when you're naked. Not quite as hot as when you're semi-naked, of course. We've discussed this before, search the blog. But there's something deeply satisfying about your nakedness against my clothes. Me, in jeans and a soft jersey, sneaking into bed and pressing the whole of myself up against your sleeping flesh. I've had a few people ask me to write about CFNM, which stands for Clothed Female, Naked Male. Presumably there's also a CMNF, but that'll wait for another day. For some people, CFNM is a really specific fetish, and they can't get off without it. For me, it falls into the same category as most fetishes. I'm not obsessed with it, but I can more than understand why other people are. It's often a femdom thing. A submissive guy bears all, but is denied the pleasure of seeing tits in return. I certainly know a few submissive men who like the idea of being stripped bare and used by a clothed, powerful woman who answers only to the name of mistress. But I think it's more than possible to get tingling hot feelings the other way round too. Whether I'm on top, on the bottom, or floating lazily somewhere in between, having a naked guy between my jeans-clad thighs is a very hot thing indeed. I'll show you what I mean. Firstly, CFNM with a submissive girl, me, and a dominant guy. It's hot because if you're naked and I'm not, none of the usual things occur. You can't squeeze my tits or bite my nipples as you call me a dirty girl and ask what I'm hoping you'll do to me. There are fewer words. Naked and needing release, the only thing for you to do is push me down onto my knees, hold my hair and smile as I suck a fresh erection into your waiting dick. If you're naked and I'm not, then as I wet the tip of your cock, I'll spread my legs wider, letting the seam of my jeans push tightly against my clit. I'll hold my hands behind my back so that my tits stretch out my top, and I'll feel the wetness soaking into the crotch of my knickers. If you're naked and I'm not, I'll feel dirtier than I would naked, because I can't shower off whatever you cover me in. I'll feel the wetness in my knickers and feel ashamed. If you hold my head still and fuck my face, the spit will run down my chin, my neck, and onto the front of my shirt. I'll cross my fingers and will you to call me a messy girl. Now let's look at it the other way round. CFNM with a dominant girl and a submissive guy. I like this too. This dynamic. I like to curl up behind you in the morning when you're still asleep and I'm awake and dressed. I like to fit my body neatly behind yours, my thighs touching the back of yours, my tits squashing against you through my t-shirt. It's CFNM, but with a different tone to the one before. I like, as you stir ever so slightly, to slip one of my arms under your head and around your neck so that I can pinch your nipples and stroke your chest. The reverse of what you do for me when we go to sleep. I enjoy the moment as you wake up, roll over and see me there, wide awake and eager for you. When you're naked and I'm not, I have more of the power. I like being able to look at you exposed and cold, and take my time to run my palms over all of you. I like taking your flaccid cock in my hand and squeezing gently until you're semi-hard. But best of all, I like to keep my knickers on, sliding them just far enough to one side that I can sit slickly down onto your dick while you place your hands behind your head and wait for me to use your body to come. That one was quite short and sweet, but if you'd like to hear more audio porn, head to girlonthenet.com/audioporn or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet, where you can also help choose which posts you'd like to hear as audio next, ask for custom stories, and generally join in with the audio erotic fun.